The shrinking space of mystery. Mystery at its core is often nothing more than a lack of data. What once appeared divine, supernatural, or beyond comprehension gradually becomes understandable as knowledge advances. As science explains the how, the why presented in scripture can begin to feel less like truth and more like narrative, sometimes even like a fairy tale. This tension is not abstract. It shows up in everyday life. As a restaurant owner and a web developer, this reality is practical, not philosophical. I don't pray for a website to appear. We write the code. We don't wait for a miracle to keep fish fresh. We use refrigeration. What was once attributed to divine intervention is now handled by human understanding and applied knowledge. The more we learn, the less we rely on supernatural explanations to solve real problems. In ancient times, the unknown was often explained through prophecy and myth. The subconscious mind, for example, was once imagined as a dark forest, filled with gods, demons, and unseen forces. Today, we study it through cognitive psychology. A seizure was once seen as possession. Now, it is understood as an electrical disturbance in the brain. Once biology provides clarity, the mystical explanation doesn't just fade, it can become an obstacle. What once offered meaning can now interfere with real healing. Many people resist new scientific understanding not because it lacks evidence, but because it threatens the structure of their belief. Their faith is often built in the gaps, those spaces where knowledge has not yet reached. But as science fills those gaps, the space for that version of God becomes smaller. This creates a quiet fear. If everything is explained, what happens to belief? So instead of adapting, some choose to remain where mystery still protects their worldview. Knowledge, in this case, is not just information, it feels like a threat. Science explains how, not why. Yet science has its limits. It is powerful in explaining how things work, the mechanics of life. But it struggles to explain what it means. Science can describe how atoms in food interact with taste buds. But it does not explain why hospitality matters. It can help us live longer, more efficiently, but it cannot tell us what makes life meaningful. Faith, then, becomes something we construct, often shaped by the limits of what we understand. If ancient people had access to modern knowledge, atoms, gravity, neuroscience, their writings would likely look very different. Perhaps the divine they described was not a supernatural force, but an attempt to interpret the potential of the human mind and the laws of physics they could not yet measure. What they called God may have been a language for something real, but not yet understood. Today, science has largely demythologized the world. We no longer need a prophet to warn us of disease. We have microscopes. We do not rely on visions, we rely on data. This shift changes how we view ancient texts. If the Bible is treated as an ancient manual, it begins to resemble instructions for a machine that no longer exists. Humanity has evolved into a different era, one driven by information, evidence, and continuous discovery. The real question is not whether science replaces faith, but how both are understood. As science expands, mystery shrinks, but meaning does not automatically grow in its place. Removing myth does not instantly provide purpose. We now know more than ever about how the world works. But the responsibility of defining why it matters has shifted back to us. And that may be the most uncomfortable truth of all. The more we understand reality, the less we can rely on inherited explanations, and the more we must construct meaning for ourselves. And maybe this is what it comes down to. Not living life through the perspective of others, not through ancient voices, inherited beliefs, or borrowed certainty, but through direct understanding. To see what is in front of you, to learn what can be learned, and to act on what is real. Because when you live entirely through someone else's lens, no matter how sacred it is, you stop engaging with reality as it unfolds today. Science pushes us to observe. Experience pushes us to decide. And somewhere in between, we begin to live, not as copies of the past, but as participants in the present. Not guided by fear of losing belief, but grounded in the courage to understand. And maybe that's not a loss of faith, but the beginning of owning your life.